But we're getting there. Next week we'll finish in Mirat Hashem. Tonight we're going to learn a few very fundamental psukim, starting with the first one, Pasuk of Gimel, although I'm going to take a running leap and start with Pasuk of Veis, which we saw last week. Vayomer Shmuel. Shmuel is at top page. Vayomer Shmuel, Achepetz Hashem Bolus Zvachim. Does God desire burnt offerings or other types of karbonos? Kishmoa b'kol Hashem, as much as he wants you to listen to his voice. Hinei Shmoa mizevach tov, to listen is better than a korban. Lakshi to pay attention mechei avelim, from the fats of rams. Pasuk of Gimel, Kichatas kesem Mary. The oven utrafim aftar yan mostos dvar Hashem vaymoscha mimelk. Now I wrote over on my notes, which are on the fourth page of the handout, the translation of the Koran Tanakh. For rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is like idolatry and trafim. And then the buzzer goes off, and good to say, of course, after that, I'll come back to it in a second, that since you repudiated the word of God, God has repudiated you from being king. So the way to read the buzz according to the standard translation is, ki chatas kesem, like the sin of sorcery, Mary is rebellion. And v'avinu trafim, like sin and like paying attention to soothsayers or idols, is haftar, is going beyond what Hashem commanded you to do. Therefore, yan ma'astor svar Hashem, since you repeated the way of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, by most chavim el Hashem has repeated you from being king. Now let's see the Rashi here. Rashi says, basically based on the Targum, ki chatas kesem meri v'avnu trofim haftar. Uka'onis shel oven utrofim, just like the punishment of oven, list going to a bowl over Yidoni, some of the soothsayers who truff him and asking idols what to do, Kain Onesh Shel Haftar. That's the punishment of going beyond the bounds which Hashem has set. The Yonasan Tirgim, Yonasan translated, Arei Kechov Guvraya, just like the sin of an individual, just like the sin of an individual who involves of a magic, so too is the sin of all those who have gone against the word of God. And like the sin of a nation follows the idolatry, Kain Chovas, so too is the iniquity. Kol Enash the Patzar Mosiv, any individual who adds Haftar, Rashi says, Lashon Tosfos, adds onto the mitzvah and does it improperly. V'chein v'yiftzar bo also means, here bo loved varim, he added on, literally means there he pleaded. But here means he added on many things. Okay? That's the Rashi. There are several other interpretations of this post, including the Radak and Malbim. The Radak learned is that, the Radak says that the sin, the rebellion is like sorcery. And to subsequently deny the sin, in other words, Mela, that's bad enough. But if you subsequently deny the sin, don't do true probably like Shoal did. He didn't admit the sin when he was confronted with his error. So then that's a gush being avodah zara. The Rabbah gives a very long mashal here, a very beautiful mashal, in explaining this pasuk. And basically he says that mitzvahs are like drugs, like pharmaceuticals. He says, if you follow the prescription accurately, then they will cure you. If you mess up on the prescription, then they'll kill you. They won't do the right thing for you. They'll harm for you. So to the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you fulfill them exactly the way they're supposed to be fulfilled, they'll be beneficial. If you don't fulfill them the way they're supposed to be fulfilled, they can be harmful. And he says that this is how to understand the pasuk. Very interesting interpretation. He says, if you take a look here in the Rabbah, I know it's small print. If you take a look at the wide lines of the Rabbah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. About six in from the wide lines, about 6 or 7 words from the end of the line. Everybody see that? And so too, this is similar to, a similar thing is true about magic or sorcery. Because of Bo, the distortion which is in sorcery, Nichnas Mizeh Hatzad, comes out of this side, Kamosh Biyanam Seh Mechom Seh Shana Rehabah, grow one of his other story. Ki Lefamim Mizgal Lekoseh, sometimes it will become revealed to the magician or the sorcerer, Mashi Yishba Me'echor Min Abshutim, that which is revealed to him concerning some simple individual, only Yosef Me'echomem, or more than one individual, V'lo Yizkalo Mashishba Mikol B'Kol Echomem, but he won't know about every individual, V'lo Mikol Mashishba Mikol, nor that will happen to all individuals. And this is not completely explained here, but he says what he means to say is, in other words, the Rabbah is saying, I could explain it at greater length, but what Shmuel is saying here, based on that, is the shortcoming of sorcery is that's like rebellion. Because just like a magician, since he does know everything, so he doesn't have the perfect good, which would have come, where he'd be able to tell you exactly about everything to do with you. Not only that, the fact he has incomplete information, Sibo will very often cause lagosara, that evil will befall, because he'll distort things in order to pretend that he has the proper information. Like we explained also in the Sefer Milchomas Hashem. So too it's true about somebody who rebels against the word of God. She garments also detracts from his mitzvahs. Ki atoelas ha-mechuvam ba-mitzvah hi, that the proper advantage to be accrued for that mitzvah, lo tiskayim, will not be fulfilled ela bichlola, unless the mitzvah is done in its entirety. The yikra gankin kitsasa, zulas kitsasa, have said v'ra ta'chazato. And then also be ultimately part of it, besides the fact they only did part of it, there'll be bad and negative things instead of the good which he intended to do in this mitzvah. And this is Ki Hashem Yisbarach here, he's commanded to take this wondrous revenge in order that other people should take Musar from seeing the degraded atmosphere of Amalek, the generation of Amalek and how it was treated. And that's why Hashem did not want Klai Yisrael to derive benefit from their property. People should come to think that love of money caused the Jews to wage this war. And besides that, there's another advantage in destroying all the property of Amalek, which is v'yatoel samagia, the advantage which comes b'ma shetiv sa'atayr, and that which the Torah commanded shlo lehenos mitvar avodah zalilim, not derive any benefit from avodah zara. Pen yovi zeh lehemshech ach limoshech achar avodah zalilim, lest it come to draw you after avodah zara. Im yirano, why? How would this happen? Im yiranenem in chosim, heyos lechosim natslichim, because if somebody takes any little bit of avodah zara and then he sees success in the rest of his endeavors, he'll think, oh, it must be because I had the Avodah Zarah in my house. Maybe he'll attribute that to his possessing from the Avodah Zarah. This is true about the property of Amalek as well. The Shavah equally. He believes Safi because there's no doubt. Show you the Oseim and when Oseim themselves that they are improper attitudes and beliefs. Okay? That's the first part of the Rabbah. The Rabbah says, you know what? Some people believe that, okay, if I can't do home, it's at least do part of it. It's also good, right? Says the Rabbah, no. To part of a mitzvah can be harmful to you. Here would have been harmful because it ruined the whole message Hashem was trying to send. Hashem was trying to send a message, Amalek is evil, that's why we must stay completely away from them, even from their loot. We can't take their loot because just like we can't take Avodah Zarah, because then when people say that the Avodah Zarah made us rich, that Avodah Zarah gave us good luck, if we take the Amalek's property, we're going to say that we took over Amalek. Either that we did it, that we waged the war for non-altruistic reasons, or that now our powers come from whatever we got from the Amalekites. So says the Rabbag, Shmuel said to Shaul, your rebellion, your sin, is like sorcery. A sorcerer doesn't know everything. That's why a sorcerer is unreliable. That's why sorcerers are bad. What you did is you didn't follow the entire letter of the law. That's why what you did is bad. It's an aveira. Okay? That's the first part of the Rabbah. Second part of the Rabbah, let's go on and see. Now, five lines from the bottom. V'chein yomar, and also what he'll say here, the Navi says, sha'oven sh'dibra atrafim, that the lies spoken by the idols, who don't allow tzar, is like excess. I'm sorry, when you deal with something overly much, and let's say even you want to do a mitzvah, you want to add to a mitzvah, that too will cause a shortfall. Just like if somebody says additional words as a soothsayer above and beyond what the idols say to him. Because that addition with the soothsayer adds can be a make a mistake. Hanofa, which will fall in the message which is coming through the trophim. Trophim, why is that? Because the trophim who trophim arouse one's natural imagery. Bisoruso, when it's aroused, yitmek tzas udvarim sokim. He'll hallucinate some things like drugs, and other things he'll know properly. Like it happens in dreams which have some truth to them. Where a lot of incorrect things come together with the dream. And it'll soon seem to him, those things that she's seeing which are good, will come to him when he meditates. We bend charcoal chosamagios from among the other strengths which come to him, hamasigos, which he amagios hamasigos, he gielo. So among the good things which happen to a person when he's meditating properly, then he gets kamod vorin kozmi. Then he gets also improper things. Mitzadat vorin meshegiru shemur kochem b'dimyoni, because of other things which impacted on his imagery. And these images will get involved in the proper images. In other words, a person will have, so to speak, hallucinations mixed in with proper visions. And that will be his reason for a distortion, which will come through that meditative session. That's why Novi said, if somebody has a dream, you should tell over just a dream, not anything else. Don't throw in the straw with the head, with the grain, Numashem. Not by us, it's just Sama, it's Prophet Nabi somewhere. Because extrinsic thoughts which come together with your meditation are like Tidamalabar, like straw, Habilti Naki, which is not clean, from straw, because of the distortion. Hamis are ba, which get involved in a person's thought process. Meatzach be analytical. We explain. Uzem avur shein ligrom mi mitzvah Hashem mitzvah. That's why it's clear you shouldn't detract from the mitzvah Hashem. Flo lo sipalel, not to add, which is to be maftir, not to add mitzvahs either. Ki tiposin a kavana, because then we'll lose the intent of Hashem b'avrom is on mitzvah zos, for which this mitzvah was intended. Okay. So the Rabbag says, ki chatas kesem messi mi married means to do too little is navira. Ravino Trevim Avtsar means to do too much is an avera. It's like a person who uses the idols and adds on and builds on a story on top of whatever spiritual advice he got from his idols. Okay? Now, Kohen Rabban comes out. And Cho tried to do the Ratzon Hashem, and of course he failed. He didn't do the right thing. Is there a difference between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk? Or the middle, I should say. What word occurs in the middle, beginning of the pasuk and not in the middle of the pasuk, which you would expect to occur again? That's one. Chatas. Yes. Chatas means sin. So why does it say, ki chatas kesem meri, v'chatas avnu trafim atzar? To rebel is one sin, and to add on to the mitzvah of Hashem is another sin. Why does it say chatas the second time? It should say the second time. You see the question? It's not a strong question, I agree with you. But I'm going to have an answer for the question, or rather, Reb Tzadok has one, so that's why I'm asking the question. So let's turn to Reb Tzadok. I don't want to mistranslate. Let me just look it up quickly. Listen. Oven means the empty and erroneous thing which is in the trophy, which is in the idol, associated with the idol. Okay, so let's start the Reb Tzadok. Just give you, before we start, a prelude we're going to discuss next week, which is in the Reb Tzadok, on part of the Reb Tzadok, which I'm not going to see tonight, is that Shmuel allegedly castrated Agog before he killed him. The Medrash Tanchuma. Good question. Is it permitted to castrate? No. That compounds the question, why do you do that? Okay, not for tonight. I want to start now on the third column. That's the first column, 173. Everybody see my bracket there, L'shem Shammai? L'shem Shammai, even for the sake of heaven, Gamken en l'slachem negdo yisbarach. One should not try to be smarter and outsmart God, even for the sake of God. Like it says, don't be too smart in your own eyes. Yireas Hashem, fear God. We got this problem. I had this problem. Fear God. The Sumera, stay away from evil. Upeish b'sefer chassidim, and the sefer chassidim says, what does it refer to? Al osa mezuzah b'smol. Somebody who makes a mezuzah not just on his right door, but also on his left door. Mitzad Yitzchak Luso, because of his great wisdom, la'asos l'shem shamayim, they want to do, for the sake of heaven, neged halacha. Against halacha, by putting up two mezuzahs in the doorway. What? Yeah. Sorry, that's nice. And this is similar to the iniquity of Shaul. When he left over Amolek, these brach Hashem, their sheep to sacrifice to God. And Shmuel said to him, "Halo chatas kesem, Mary, like the sin of witchcraft or sorcery is rebellion. Vavenu trafim atzar, like the emptiness of trafim is going too far. Perush." This is a brilliant thing he says here. What does the pasuk mean according to Reb Tzadok? Ki kol achet bekesem. What's the sin if one goes to a sorcerer? What's the sin? For it, Reb Tzadok says. Why not? Shows you don't have faith in Hashem. But does it work? It might. So since it might work, the only sin there is of going to a sorcerer is not following Sheker. No, it could be it's true. But Hashem told you not to go. The act which is forbidden is the rebellious act of going to see a sorcerer. Okay? It's not following an untruth. It may well work. It's forbidden nonetheless. That's what he's about to say. The entire sin, which is in sorcery, Rakamari, it's only rebellion. And the reason why Hashem forbade it is because Hashem gave Sashi the power to contradict the will of heaven. The Yuchal Lam Shichlo Shefa, a person can bring down upon himself a positive influence from Shemayim through Kshafim. Afilu Kneger Ratzon Hashem, even if it's against the will of Hashem. It says, I'm sorry, this is not proper for Jews to do. What should Jews rather always do? Go through right, the right channel, which is Hashem, as opposed to Kshafim. Kshafim do work. They have the capacity to run against the will of God. God created them with that stature. Hashem says, don't do it. It's a rebellious act to follow the Kshafim. Okay? To follow the sorcery. This is also true about foretelling the future. Nehemiah says, "Tayin tiyem Hashem lekecha." Says, "Behold, what Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Shaltischakim l'das mashal lo ein watzad Hashem is baruch lo diacha. Don't try to figure out what God doesn't want to tell you. It's fortune telling work. Yes, it's entirely possible. Fortune telling works. For you, for Jews, it's not a good idea. Not supposed to do it. Vimi etel l'diacha. Because if God wants to tell you, Yakim Lecha Minav Navi Miachicha, he'll give you a prophet. You won't need the soothsayer. Shetisvada Pi Hashem Yisparach Batzmo. You'll know by God Himself. V'lov Drachim Achim Shulos Vatz Hashem. So you won't need other ways. V'avo Bishenu Chet. Ah, maybe. V'zeh. I'm sorry. V'zehu Mary. It's a rebellion. He wants that which is not the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that it doesn't work. Could be it does work. For sure it works. So what? Hashem doesn't want you to do it. It's against the Ratzon Hashem. It's important anything a person does not to do it just because it's effective, because it could be it's not effective. Could be things are effective, could be things are work for you, could be things provide you with an advantage, like soothsaying and fortune telling, and it could be taka works. But Hashem says no. And the cheshbon must be not whether something is effective, but whether God wants you to do it at that point. Yeah. Let me make sure it's on the tape recorder. Okay. I don't know about that. I mean, because it doesn't make a difference. You're not going to get an abortion anyway. But it should. But I'll tell you what Tony T.M. Hashem Lokecha, where it does come up. Comes up, which I think I mentioned this one to Tuesday night, comes up in genetic testing. Now, I'm not talking about tests for cystic fibrosis or for Tay-Sachs, but I'm talking about, let's say, that now they can test for Gaucher's disease, and eventually they'll be able to test for obesity. They're not too far away from that right now. They think they've isolated the gene for obesity. Someday they'll be able to test if you are going to have fat kids or not. So that already borders on Tovim Tiyem Hashem Lokecha. I'm not sure. Maybe yes, maybe no. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell you that, so he would have told you that. Who says you have to find these things out? Now, the true... Excuse me? Because it causes you undue suffering. I mean, not undue, but yeah, the suffering. So there is, it's not, that's what I was about to say. It's not exactly the same thing, because it's not usher. Genetic testing is not usher. It's not like going to the soothsayer. It's a gray area, right? Because it's not usher, but at the same time, perhaps it's going against the grain of what you're supposed to have, the extent to which you're supposed to trust in God. So, the question is, where to draw the line? This is black and white. The Torah said, it's right, yeah, you can soothsay, you can fortune tell. That you can do. Genetic testing is a gray area. The question is, where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line here? Or do you draw the line here? Or do you draw the line back here? So in any event, the bottom line here is that we don't know about genetic testing, but we do know about soothsaying and fortune telling. It works, but Hashem said not to use it. okay? Let me see, where do we get up here? Mary. And this is Mary. This is rebellion. She wrote so much, he wants that which God doesn't want him to have. Bali Shainu hate. Even though he doesn't mean it to be a sin. But on the contrary, he thinks that this awareness and this thing, which he'll attain based on sorcery, and magic, the guy might go to school and say, you know what, I really need to know whether I'm going to make $1 million so I can give it all to Tzedakah. And he says to Hashem, listen, let him tell me, because if he tells me whether I'm going to make $1 million on this deal, it's going to be good for you, God. Right? Person can think that way. Person can think he's a real Hashem Shammai. And he needs to know. He needs to know if to make this investment or to follow this path or not. So says Reb Tzadik. That's what I say. And nonetheless, Mikomakom Achetu Ameri. The Chet is the rebellion. She'ein lo yischakim neged Hashem Yisborach. She'ein lo yischakim neged Hashem Yisborach. Don't become, as they say, uber chacham. Don't be so smart. V'chein oven utrofim haftzar. What does haftzar mean? Aras milas haftzar v'loshna kodesh. Haftzar in Hebrew means k'mo v'yiftzar bo, like v'yiftzar bo, he peeled him ha'inu ribuy ha'bakosha, to ask for something a great deal. Ad shalom u'chroch la'sos utzono, to plead. To appeal and plead. That's what haftzar means. Akshay wrote to Bamiskach. In other words, you keep your teenage child, keeps them bugging you for the car keys. And eventually you give in. It's not that you want to do it, but you feel compelled, you're coerced. The appeal is too great after a while. Avshaina wrote to Bamasi, so you give in Kagosio's parrots, as to the letters of bursting, of expanding. Hamor Afratza, which means that a person compels you, he puts pressure on you, vaknata, and needles you until you do it. Now what does that mean here? What's wrong with haftar? What's wrong with great, the way he interprets haftar, it means that to coerce and compel and plead and appeal and cajole is a problem. What do you mean by that? So explain to you. Not quite, not yet. It was a little bit of introduction. Let's give me down the next day so I have a bracket. Mr. Zuger, last line on the first this column. Avo Bames, but in truth, Avera Lishma, who Atzmo Rotz Hashem Yisbrach. Sometimes God wants you to commit Avera, that's true. That's God's Avera Lishma. We had that with Yoel, right? She had a relationship with sis in order to save Am Yisrael. The Gamzei Mikra Kosov, it also says this in a pasuk, that God sanctions certain Averas by Lishma, such as, Eitzla Soshla Hashem Efer Torasecha, the reason why they wrote down Torah Baal Peh, despite the fact that it's forbidden, is because they found a pasuk which sanctions it. So sometimes you have to be made for the Torah, you have to desecrate the Torah in order to keep it. So a guy will come and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Aver Lishma is mutter, I feel compelled to be transgressing Aver Lishma right now. Let's say, I gotta have that cheeseburger. Otherwise, there's no way I could down with Kavana tonight. So, tremendous Aver Lishma, right? Surely should allow him to do so. Why don't we allow him to do so?
Previous Aver Lishma were a harasha. This was not a harasha.
What do you mean? He says just one cheeseburger. Not talking about my case. Says just one. God, just one cheeseburger. I have Kavana for the rest of my life. It's a tremendous Aver Lishma, right? So why can't you do that? So Amruvim Nachzem Nachos Matzino Bitula Shel Torah Shel Tov Yisoida. This is getting back to the Eis La'aso. Still, sometimes Bittul Torah found it, but Gam Zatz Mutar in that story itself. But if a person knows that the Torah doesn't want him to do something, he knows it's explicit not to do it. Shari Elisha Gamkin Yada. In case, for instance, where Gehazi ran back to get the presents from Naaman, who lost his leprosy when he dipped into the rivers of the Jordan. And Elisha said, I don't want to take any money. And Gehazi, Reb Tzadok B'Zion before, felt, Gehazi, Elisha's servant, felt, should take the money, because Lamaisa, a lot of prophets were starving. A lot of prophets were starving. Wasn't enough food to go around. So it's not very Lishma. It's not very Lishem Shammai. So he was punished. He lost his chelik olam haba. Why is that? It says of tzaddik. That Sharei Elish da'asam. Sharei Elisha Gankin Yoda. Elisha also knew Dachgam Shel Neviim, that the Neviim were up the creek without a paddle. They had no money. Mikama. Being called Zer, nonetheless, the Rotzal Kabel. Nonetheless, Elisha refused to take money from Naaman. Brunavi Emes Hashem, and Elisha was a true prophet. Harei Yodashem Rotzal Hashem. So therefore, Gehazi knew it wasn't the Rotzal Hashem. Raku Chashav Yavoy Yeshul Neviim Mikom Akom. But he thought, no, let me save the rest of the Neviim or up the creek. The Chashav came into Kavanos of Shamayim, and he thought, "Hand, since I am doing L'shem Shamayim, Ma b'kachim Mosi Neger Rotzon Hashem Yisroel. So what if I don't do like the Rotzon Hashem? Ukein Machshav Shol, and that's what Shol did here too. He went against. Yes, Shol made a cheshbon of tzidkas. He said, you know, Echveis Agog should be saved for reasons we'll see next week, and that he's doing L'shem Shamayim, and he thought it's going to be Karbanos from the sheep, all kind of stuff." Those who are not very lishma, you don't do that against an explicit Ratzon Hashem. There's no such thing. You can't do that. Where God has expressed His will clearly and straightforwardly through a Navi like Shmuel, what right do you have to go against the Ratzon Hashem? Don't be such a big chacham. That's like going to a sorcerer. Hashem says, yes, I know you can find a mitzvah in this. You know what? I know that you can think that it's perfectly okay to save the sheep in order to sacrifice to me. Hashem says, I don't want it. Don't be so smart. Don't do it. That's what he's saying here. Is that clear? So Yoel, the only way to explain Yoel is to understand that she either had a psak, or she was in the Via. Rashi brings down she was a Shofetes. So she was a great poseket, and possibly even a prophet, and she knew what she was doing. But for anybody, and with the Chachamim, when they did that very Lishma of writing down Torah Shabbat, they found the puzzle for it. But just for a person to go and say, it's imperative for my Avodah Hashem that I have a cheeseburger today, the person has no right to do that. You need a Nevua or a Psak. One of those two. Or a source. For a Psak with the source. What are you looking for, Dr. Spiro? Things in Tehillim. I only know because it was a song when I was a kid. What? Oh no, you're right. It's after for Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av. Yeah. Same thing, right. That's right. Did you find it? It's probably the end, yeah.
The other song, I think I'm sorry to say that to make other people so that when, if we deny Shabbos, we're also denying the existence of a Shabbos.
Yes, deny Shabbos, yeah.
Because
I see how you're making connection. Shabbos is like a Avodah Zarah, right? Just like defining your own agenda is Avodah Zarah as well, right? Those similar ideas, thing which are connoted and here in fact linked to Avodah Zarah to Trafin. Yeah, very good. That's similar. There are other Avodahs besides Avodah Zarah itself which are like Avodah Zarah. Ukein Machshav Shol, like Shol thought Shamalei when Shmuel said to him, Shmuel Mizelta would have been better. Listen to me. The Gomer. Ki ain't a mitzvah like she rots in Hashem Yisbarach. If somebody wants to do a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah. It's the will of God. It's no mitzvah if you made it up yourself. Especially if it goes against an explicit will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is important. Because very often we have negias. We have our own personal vested interests. And we make up mitzvahs. We make up things which we think are all important, and very critical, and actually are only critical because we think they're critical, but are not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Like I mentioned before, if you're going to do something, point here is that everything has to be done with the concept of Ratzon Hashem, and it's true that sometimes that can lead a person to do even Avera Lishma. But now where Hashem is said differently, you're thinking, I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem by doing an Avera, when Hashem told you not to do that Avera. That's foolish. Not just foolish, it raises, borders on apikorsis. You're saying, listen, God, I'm a little bit smarter than you are. I know you told me to do this, but for your own good, I will do differently. Right? Shmuel says to Hashem, listen, Hashem, I know you want me to kill Hamolik. I know you told me explicitly. But listen, don't you realize it'll be better if I leave the sheep alive? For you! I'll bring you his korbanos. It's better for you if I bring the sheep alive. You. What does that mean? That's what Shmuel is saying. Don't make such cheshbonos. Who told you to make such a cheshbonos? Okay?
Where am I up to?
The Rava, Nenash Bechu is an interesting thing. Well, it says that Rava was punished. Rava was called the Nazuf. He was regarded as if he was in Cherem by Hashem. That's what it says in Chulin. And what it says, why? Rashi brings down why. The actual Lemuria Kalei is a case in Tainus where it says that Rava was mansplit up with the mother of Shvor Malka, a Babylonian princess, a queen. And, he was supposed to, he made it rain. Just to prove what the power of Tefillah was. It didn't have to rain then. There was no real need for there to be rain. Rava made it rain. He compelled there the rain to come. So he was punished. He was called a Nazuf by Hashem. Why? So it says, says of Tzadok, Avshanana, even though he was responded to, it did rain. The Zenikra Haptzar, that was called Haptzar. Pleading, compelling God, Shemaptir Kokach, he pleaded so much with Hashem, Achemucha Kibrach Hashem is brought, so Hashem, so to speak, is forced, Malos Ritzona, to fulfill his desire. Vurash is Palavalonana. Originally, Rav Adavni, so he wasn't answered. So Yad the Bebiur and Rav, of course, knew that Hashem is Baruch Shemaya Kol Tfilah. So Hashem is listening to his davening. Ukshein on if God doesn't answer, Father Yudeh Hashem is a roi. That both he and Hashem knows that it's not the right thing. Ablu Rashi Akidush Hashem Gora Bedover. Leni Amech, but he thought, no, I'll be a bigger Chacham. It's true Hashem doesn't want to answer me, but I want to make a big Kiddush Hashem right now. So he says, basically, Rav said, now that he said it explicitly, he said to God, listen, God, I know you don't want to make it rain, but I know better than you right now. It's important for me to make this Kiddush Hashem, that it rain at this point in time, so please make it rain. Again, what kind of business is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what it's best for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So he demanded the miracle. And he came with strength, and he said, with our ears we heard, etc. And Hashem had to cancel his will, so to speak, because the will of Rava. Like it says by Choni Magel. The Choni was like a son of Mischat Lifnei, who whines before his father. Those are telling him, the father listens. But by Choni, Klai Yisrael needed it. And we know, this is a basic principle, whatever Klai Yisrael needs, that's Ratzon Hashem. Even if Hashem's not giving, it just means they haven't davened enough. But that's Ratzon Hashem. Choni had his leg to stand on. Rava, he wasn't doing it because Klai Yisrael needed it. He was doing it to prove the efficacy of his prayer and miracles. That's not necessarily Ratzon Hashem. So therefore, Rava's called a Nazuf. He was repudiated on this. Cain said, "Royal Israel, it's not what Jews do." The Nazir Perushal Meruchak Michutz Amachan Neshchina. Nazir means he was distanced from the camp of the Shechina. Kizesh Lo Asa Dain Dover Meatzmo. That which he didn't do anything by himself. Rakpal Ba'atzar Eitz Hashem Isparach. But he just compelled Hashem to answer him. Lo Kra Kosev Lo Nimtzal Zel La Mefurish Batar. It's not called an explicit Isser. Kamakom means the royal expression, but it's not proper for people who are holy. I shall leave the Hashem throne of constant before God, so Rava was distant, so to speak. But, to go further than that, Avalasas Miatso Nehem Mishmat Torah, to just not care what Ratzon Hashem is, but to go against the Torah itself, or Ratzon Hashem is the will of God without Shalom Melamed Acheshman. He knew better. Rava made a cheshbon, he knew better. To not make any cheshbon, just say, there is a God, but I'm going to go against the will of God. Who's that? Zeh nachas ha-goyim. That's the goyim. Zeh kol shosh reish is goyim. That's what Amalek did. Amalek just came brazenly rebelled against God. And who else did that to a greater, even greater extent? Amalek. I mean, Bilam. Bilam, Hashem said not to go. What did Bilam say? I'm going anyway. Hashem said, I'm going to bless you. Bless. What did Bilam want to do? Be Mekalim. That's not Jewish. To go, to make a Ratzon, to make a mistake, and think this is the Ratzon Hashem, even though it's not the Ratzon Hashem, that Jews do. But to go just brazenly against the Ratzon Hashem, that's Amalekite. That's Bilam. And if you find a Jew who does that, a shtickle Amalek in a Jew. And we're going to find that in the next pasuk. No, I don't know, forget that even tonight. Yes, let's at least turn the page in the Ratzonik, yeah?
Before
you get anything, you know, like, you know, I know my people, like, social
media people, you know, they need to slob, they can see the bottom of it, you know. They would feel they want to thank Hashem for this
Joshua, and you for a bottle. Could you give me a sign that you change your mind? He would have had to speak to Shmuel about it.
Okay, but would they
probably
just ask you?
I don't think so. Just unilaterally doing. Okay, well, Kano, and therefore it says, next piece I have a bracket. To shove that Nabilam after this whole incident, shoving Majegos Navi Lekosim. He wasn't a Navi anymore, he was a Kosim afterwards, because that's what Kesim is. Kesim means a sorcerer, somebody who goes against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true what he does is effective, but it goes against the will of Hashem. V'chein Amalek, after Shama Amim Yergozin, even though all the nations heard and trembled, V'gam Amalek Shama, and also Amalek heard, V'yad Amalek Yisrael, he knew that at the high level Klaiso, nonetheless, Kvoshilu Nazar, Chazal said he was like a Eurotachas, like a boiling hot cauldron, Ubani came, the Kofats Besocha, and jumped into it after the other, the Rotachas, even though he knew it was boiling. Ubadik Shafim, and it says Amalek was a sorcerer. They came to deny the power of the heavenly host. To go against Hashem. Now, if I show, Rav Tzadok is about to waffle a little bit. Skip down to the bracket. If he should show he seeks, the Mizar Hagog Yumadu Torah Barabim, Shol did have a reason for his mistake, which is he had that perception, which we mentioned, that the children of Hagog would eventually learn Torah in public in Bnei Brak. So therefore, he followed his opinion. Came the kamos of Shem Shemayim that since it's intended for the sake of heaven, you collaborate with Hashem, but you transgress the will of God. And this was the source of Amalek. This was an Amalekite perspective, which Shaul caught to a little degree, right? To buy Amalek, he goes against Ratzon Hashem without a cheshbon. By Shaul, he made a cheshbon improperly. He went against the Ratzon Hashem. It's not as onerous as what Amalek did. But it's on the same continuum of what is Amalek does. Yisrael just does it with the cheshmeel, doing the right thing. Amalek doesn't care if it's doing the right thing, but it was a mistake. However, that's why left over Agag Teshitu Menu Bnei Bonav, so his grandchildren should come out, she'll do Torah, which will learn Torah. And he left with Meitav Atzon Korbanos, the best sheep for the Korbanos. Now, says the Torah, an amazing thing. I don't know if I can buy this, but let's see it. Ushmuel, Ochicho Rak Mea Koatzon. When Shmuel rebukes him, he says, what's all the sheep? Vatah the Shoal, why'd you take the loot? The Lozach Ami Agog, why didn't Shmuel say to Shoal, hey, Shoal, why'd you leave Agog alive? He didn't say to him that was part of the sin. He only rebuked him about the sheep and the loot. Why didn't Shmuel rebuke Shoal about Agog? He never does. He kills Agog, but he never castrates him. But he never rebukes Shmuel about him, Shoal about him. Why not? So he says, Kibamas from Hazen of Tzadok. Kibamas by Agog is Kima Shem is Bracha Yodo. Shem was Makabo. Shoal made a mistake, but Hashem was Makabo that mistake. He accepted that. Although Shaul was wrong, but he did it with Shem Shemayim. Legit. Why? Kibemetz, by God, he's given Shem Shemayim, the other Shia Chai, that he should be alive, Ad Bo Shmuel, till Shmuel comes. Shemisabro is Yisho Mimenu. The proof of the pudding is that he allowed a woman to become pregnant from him. Hashem, for Yotzim Enu Haman, for Amad Yibon, for Hashem Musab Mimikil, Ma'asol Yehudi, Ma'ashinli Ben Yimini, that Mordechai left, gave Haman his greatness, and Shaul gave the Agog, the Shaul children. So Kabli La'agog, V'nafi Yumine Am Haman. V'after Onesh, Nena shows up. And even though Shaul was punished all on the entire deed, Yikomakom nonetheless, came and Shesi Hashem Yisbarach, Be'ibor V'leda, if our God helped there to be a pregnancy and conception, Shiraz had Terem Bo Shmuel before Shmuel got there, the Zeloi Aydei Shaul, which was not part of Shaul's sin, after Grandma Yoshishu Shaul Yishu, even though of course the cause is that Shaul left him over, Mikomakom came with the Yiskim Hashem is Baruch Hayato, since Hashem agreed with him, Ein Zeloi Begeder Haftzar. This is only going beyond the bounds, which is not so bad. That's why Shmuel didn't mention this. But when he rebuked him explicitly, he only explicitly rebuked him about Elabatanis Ameri, the rebellion, which is the loot. And Shmuel didn't let them sacrifice these animals as karbanos. And Shaul was not able to bring this part of his thought to fruition. Because this is not at all Ratzon Hashem. By the sheep, Ibed Malchuso. In other words, by Agog there was an Isoyim, a big. He actually thought that was Ratzon Hashem. But in the sheep, did he see something in the sheep? Bah. Saw nothing in the sheep. That was Shaul himself making a mistake. It's like Aver Gerer Saver. Once he made the mistake with Agog, he slipped further with to the sheep. Had he just seen with Agog, so sort of amazing Kiddush, wouldn't have lost the kingship. Yeah, that's Haftzar. That wasn't the major thing. The Meri, the rebellion, was the sheep. That's why from Agog there did come of Shmuel Bar Shilas, and from the sheep there came nothing. Not even Karbonos. It's an amazing Kiddush, I'm sort of says. But it answers a question. Why Shmuel never rebuked Shaul about Agog, only about the sheep? It's a good question, right? Let's just finish up here. He felt the Kedusha, which is in somewhere dormant in Agag. The Kor Agag was Shaparbozet. And Agag led him astray in this sin. So there's like all other sins of a Jew. I'm shocking, which comes, it's out of Kotim HaKivim, because they're surrounded by the thorns, of Amalekites, and so much, and so on. HaMakivim and Shoshan, which surround the rose. V'zekor HaMolik, Dankin Shemach, this Kajah Shol, Kochor Rabbah, Libos Yisrael, and that was the insidious power of Amalek over him. I think that that's enough to see. The rest of it is not so significant. Not as important. Now, so Shmuel rebukes him primarily about the tzal, and not so much about Agog. But going on to Pasuk Chavdal, let's try and do one more Pasuk tonight. Hashem said, "Vashvayom Shmuel Shmuel Chotasi." Shmuel says to Shmuel, "I sinned. Kiyavati is Hashem. I transgressed the word of God. Yes, Recha, and your words as well. However, it was only Kiyaresi Sam because I fear the nation. Vashma b'kolam, and I listen to them." Now the Malbim learned that this pasuk condemns Shaul as well, because Shaul still refuses to accept full responsibility for the avera. He blames the nation. He's still not accepting, he doesn't get it. However, the Mefarshim should be down another very interesting thing here. Rashi brings down, for instance, and the other ones, who's the Am? Not all the nation. Doeg had Domi. Doeg. Doeg, who's the advisor who later on is going to cause tremendous problems in the pursuit of David. He's going to try and get David kicked out of the congregation by having declared him Moabis, and it's going to be the catalyst for Nov Yerakohanim being destroyed. Now, it's an amazing Rashi beginning of Shmuel Beis, which Tzadok brings. Rashi says there, it says that David was told that Shaul was killed by a ben of a Ger HaMaleki. The Ger HaMaleki, Rashi brings down a Medrash, which he doesn't like, but it's a Medrash, that it was Doeg. Doeg Edomi was the great Amaleki. And the truth is, he's called an Edomite. And Edom is always linked with Amalek in our historical thing. And this is very good. It makes a lot of sense here in our context. It, whether it's true or not, at least spiritually, it makes sense with our storyline. In other words, what led Shaul astray? What led Shaul to make this mistake? Amalek. Agog, the influence of influence of doing something against Ratzon Hashem Yisborach. Even though Hashem told you to do something, to think you're smarter. Where did that come from? It was, according to the Tzadik here, an insidious influence of Amalek. According to the Midrashim, which these Mefarshim bring down, it wasn't just an insidious influence of Amalek, it was the direct impact of an Amalekite advisor. Somebody who came from that line, from that lineage, from that perspective. And that's what Doeg Edomi was. And Doeg Edomi was a very big Talmid Chacham. Chazal say was the greatest Talmid Chacham of his generation. But if you don't have the right intent, L'shem Shammai, then it comes, you can use all your Chacham and all your wisdom for the wrong purpose. And that's what happened here with Doeg. Okay, did two psukim today. And next week, hopefully, we'll finish the parak, though.